to the Podskier Generalcast, the number one podcast in, I don't know. I got nothing.
Bitches having orgasms.
Bitches having orgasms and eating thick dicks.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
James, the writer of The Obscure Gentleman.
Oh, I'm Nick, other writer.
Obscure Gentleman. Everyone's just confused about the popping pussies and eating thick dicks.
This is Yama.
I didn't say popping pussies.
Oh.
Yeah, you said that yourself. You're the one who introduced it both times that it's come up.
Yeah.
Look, forcewifewife.com. All right.
This is Abe.
This is Travis.
This is Aaron. I am the artist.
All right, well, we're the this is the Podskier Generalcast. The last time we're going to be called the Podskier Generalcast.
Very sad.
Very
not
sad.
About that. Very
yes.
happy about that. Whose
so,
idea was that?
So thanks to Greg Ariola, also known
Randall.
As Greg Randolph now.
Randall.
He suggested that name. Randolph.
I don't mind it.
Yeah. Well, we didn't mind it. Yama hates it, and I'm okay with changing it, but...
Because it's like the Paul F. Tom cast. Everyone does a something-something cast, and it's too cutesy.
Yama hates cute things.
I hate cute things.
What right. about a fluffy kitty?
Also, just...
No.
I don't... Okay. We're never going to hear this name again, so I don't know why I'm trying to formulate a reason why I don't.
Yeah, no, and the reason for that is, as most of you know, I mean, you should know if you're listening to this podcast, we're stopping doing the webcomic at 300.
For
right now, we might continue it later sometime, whatever, in a year, two, three, four.
When we need money.
What?
When we need money.
Sure,
to do
sure.
Anything.
When we want to, we'll all quit our jobs and we'll do this full time.
Wait, Yama, you don't like fluffy kitties?
What?
Fluffy cute kitties?
No, fluffy kitty is cute.
Okay, all right.
Changing the name of something to make it sound like you insert podcast in it and then break the word podcast up is not cute.
I hear what you're saying. It's just, it's overdone.
Yes.
All right. So Yama just hates overdone things, not cute things.
Obscure podcast of the gentleman. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Obscure poppin' pussy cast.
With fluffy kitties.
Yes. All right. Well, because the webcomic's done, we're also, with this podcast, we're going to take about a month break and we're not?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, well, you're shaking your head. I was like,
No, I wasn't shaking my head.
Oh, okay. We're going to take a month break to sit around, play Risk and poker or something.
Go
awesome.
Camping.
We're going to go camping. We're going to watch Lucha Libre.
We're
each going to
play mini golf.
Mini golf. We're each going to pick a different event that we're going to force each other to go to.
We're going
to
go see some ska.
Laser tag.
We're going to reset.
We're going to reset. We're going to have, I'm talking segments.
You were going to say sex. We're going to have segments.
We're going to have sex. Yeah, no. We're
listening to that podcast.
So we're gonna change it
that's
up.
That's what mine would be.
Mine would be like, oh, it's so much.
It's so much, brother.
that was really awesome. I mean, next to that girl getting uppercutted.
Also, I think that sex tapes have ruined saying pussy during sex. Because the girl having sex with Hulk Hogan says, "It feels good in my pussy." And it sounds like she's being ironic.
She says you're big dick.
Everything about that sounds ironic.
Like, you can't even say big dick anymore in a sincere way.
That guy's a big dick?
I've never said that.
that guy's
a big dick.
Oh, that guy's got a big dick.
You just changed it for no reason.
Yeah, he's got one.
I did. That's weird.
That sounds like Tim Gunn saying it. That's weird.
People got big
designers.
Dicks.
Designers,
you got big dicks.
I love talking about Project Runway. Can we do that in the future?
I guess I'll have to.
Hey, that
we're gonna have
set gay dude is an asshole.
Michael Kors?
No, Michael Kors is awesome.
What are you?
The guy, the contestant on the newest
season. Indian guy.
He's an asshole.
He's gay.
I wanna. Is that a joke?
No.
Yes, he is.
I didn't. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Oh,
is he Navajo? Or Cherokee?
He's from India.
Oh!
He didn't say he's a Native American.
You dick.
You big dick.
You big dick. Wait, no, that's just being inquisitive. Like,
so, James, tell us more about the podcast being reset.
Oh yeah, we're just gonna come back with segments. We're gonna have sex.
So we can't just go. All right, what's happening right now?
Yeah, guys? It's like, what's going on? What's I got this can of Shasta Tiki Punch in front of me.
No, I do. Not you.
Well, I mean, I wasn't really being serious. It was in front of me.
Observational.
That can of Shasta Tiki Punch has been in the supply room of this office for months. And I've been fantasizing about it for weeks.
Does it have a freshness date?
I don't know.
I don't think Shasta does, though.
The thing is, to my knowledge, there hasn't been an office event where someone went and bought a bunch of Shasta Tiki Punch ever. Nor did we have lots. There's one can of it sitting in a crate of Pepsi.
No, it was V8 juice.
V8 juice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is also weird.
If someone picks V8 juice over Shasta Tiki Punch, I don't know.
The whole thing is very weird.
Well, yeah. I think Tiki Punch is good.
I want someone in your office to
go,
who took the Tiki Punch?
That's what I was just going to say. If there's going to be an email going around on Monday, to go, like, we're having trouble locating Shasta Tiki Punch. If anyone has accidentally taken it, please return it by the end of the day.
Well, you better burn this. We need to stop recording. You need to take off your headphones.
We need to burn this one. Not the one where I talked about walking around with almond butter on my face, freaking out because I'm on marijuana, talking to a woman who wants to invite me to a spirit circle.
So how'd that spirit go since it's been 2 weeks since then?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just wondering how it went.
Oh, it was pretty good.
Nice.
I told...
Oh, does it matter?
I was gonna... No, I was like, so she kept emailing me after I was sobered up again later in the week, asking if I know whether I'm going to be joining her, and that it's only $99, and that usually they're $275.
Oh, you got a deal!
So I said, oh man, I'm so sorry. My wife and I got invited to a Clue-themed costume party. Nothing about that is true.
Oh, shit.
But I wanted to come up
that's
with
crazy
based
clever.
On just the
I
game
wanted
or the
to come
movie.
Up with something
I believed
elaborate.
It because I was like, fuck. That's
it doesn't
crazy.
Sound like something you'd make
see,
up.
No.
It's too detailed.
See,
no.
I want to go to a Clue thing. I want to be the maid.
I think now we
I want to be Tim Curry
in
the maid.
Tim Curry.
I want to go to the one from Saved by the Bell.
Well,
no. I know which one you're talking about. Because that was
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
They win the tickets on the radio.
Well, Yum was telling a story. You put your phone down and looked up as if you had pocket aces. You're looking at your phone, Travis. And you put it down, and you're just like,
and I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to be, I was actually,
no, I'm
for
just
our
saying
subject,
no,
I was looking,
I know. I'm just saying
I was
your
doing
face.
Research.
He wants to apologize to the people listening, like,
I'm actually trying to apologize to
Matt,
Yama.
You're Matt Belknap.
No, I'm trying to apologize to Yama.
Season 1. I need an apology.
Wait, what are we doing?
What's that? Oh, we're stopping the webcomic.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, yeah, so we're stopping the webcomic. 300, no more.
This is Sparta.
It's not like anyone cares.
Let's talk about the reasons why and how you guys came to the decision.
It's because we don't get along.
Yeah.
And we need a break.
Yeah, we're still going to record podcasts in the same room together.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
We can't handle writing comics on our own and sending emails to each other.
It was.
Oh. I was like, seriously? Yeah, no. Aaron?
What? How come we're stopping?
It's just...
The other guys were okay with it, but it was really a decision between the brothers Alvarez. We didn't really consult the rest of the guys, which maybe we should have. But I basically...
It's your guys' idea.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was our idea, but still, you're part of the obscure gentleman. But, I mean, Nick's always been busy with his work and whatnot, and he just got married too a little bit ago, so... I mean, me as well. I mean, we both got married.
Weren't you married when the comic started?
Yeah, it was 2 years ago.
Okay,
married.
It's not because Nick got married.
No, it's because I'm too busy with work. I couldn't do it.
With work and his wife and his father-in-law?
No.
No?
What are you saying?
Mr. Kitty?
No, I'm just saying it's because of work. That's exactly why.
He's got to take care of a cat.
It's getting more difficult. It's getting more difficult to come up with comics each week and
no, it's just
no,
writing.
I wouldn't even say that.
No,
I would say it's finding the time to write them where it's like I have work and then all of a sudden
I don't care
like,
why you make up stuff about me though when I just said
no, I'm because I was going through each thing. That's your life.
Oh, well, it's my
it's all part of your life, right? You have to spend
yeah.
time with your wife.
No, but my thing is because of work because I have to do stuff
also,
for work after work
and because you want to spend time with your wife instead of writing a comic.
Well, yeah, I mean, but
yeah, like me too. That's
no,
my
dude,
same
you
reason.
You just don't get it. No,
okay, never mind. It's because of work. You didn't care about the rest of the stuff.
Our drummer choked on his vomit. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, I mean, for pretty much
we have
just,
a drummer.
We don't have time to do it, and so and because of that, yeah, we have a drummer.
And I have to say that even after the comic became the Brothers Alvarez and three other guys, it was still very much a Brothers Alvarez joint, as it were. And as much as personally I wanted to be more involved and write more comics, it just, you know, never was able to find the time or inspiration or initiative. And so the majority of the comics ended up being written by James or Nick, and all of them being drawn by Aaron. So when they came to the decision themselves that we're ending the comic, I understood, and I didn't feel like, oh, you should have consulted me, because I'm the guy who writes one comic every 3 months.
Yeah, the main thing I had with it was I like putting it out on a basis of twice a week and not missing it and whatnot. And at this point, we just didn't have enough time to write those. But also, I mean, that's just from the writing standpoint of it. It's just, I want it to be consistent. And if we can't do that, have that consistency, I feel there's no need to continue. But also, I was mostly doing it also to continue because of Aaron. Like, I would have probably quit this like 3 months ago when I took my hiatus, or 4 months ago. But I did this because I thought, well, Aaron wants to keep doing this, so let's keep doing it. And then I found out recently Aaron was kind of burnt out on it as well. So, Aaron, what else?
I mean, it gets to a point where, like, with the art and stuff, I want to go a little bit further than just, like, 3-panel comics or 6-panel comics.
I feel like this is, like, the AIDS thing that when Magic Johnson came out with AIDS, it's, like, all serious and stuff. I
just no, that was really sad, though.
He beat it. He had money.
This is, like, our comic got AIDS.
He didn't have AIDS. He had HIV.
He got AIDS. Oh, yeah. He never had AIDS.
Did he? But he got that from having sex with the...
with fucking a lot of bitches.
Have you seen the ESPN 30 for 30 about that?
I read the book.
I downloaded it and I haven't watched it yet.
I read the Bird and Magic book, and it's amazing.
At the end of that documentary, this guy comes running through the forest going, "Troll!"
That was good.
All right.
And then at the end of it, actually, Magic Johnson's in a wheelchair rolling around. He's saying, look it, I'm Rolaid.
There you go.
Not the Rolaid.
It's so we planned this.
This whole thing was just so...
I knew you were going there.
Just so Nick could say Rolaid.
They started the comic 3 years ago. And slowly
30 years ago?
Is it three? And worked into the podcast just for that joke.
So, Aaron, what else?
It just... yeah, like expanding beyond like what I normally do, and I'm just trying to go further in the medium, because while it's like still cool to do 3 panels or 6 panels, it's kind of not as fun to do them like within a 2-day span. Whereas if I were doing a normal comic, I could have like days and weeks to actually plan things out.
And I think the other thing that I didn't know until I became involved is, other than the writing and the illustrating, it's a lot of fucking work putting the thing you make out there once it's already made.
Yeah, that
you
sucks.
Have to put it on Facebook and write a Facebook post with it, and put it on Twitter and write a separate thing for that, and put it here and there, and then manage people writing comments back. And then once you become involved in any kind of craft, you're part of this community. So we became part of the webcomic community, and other people doing webcomics wanted to start, you know, participating in ours, having us participate in theirs. And the maintenance and the administrative part of that actually takes as much, if not more, time than coming up with an idea for a joke.
Yeah, that part yep. became really stressful, but I mean, I probably would have quit a year ago, but Travis stepped up to do it.
And then we found
so at least
deck.
So,
and yeah. I didn't have to post anything anymore because I got a virus.
Yeah, I will say even though I didn't write as much as I'd like to, I felt like I was the intern of the group.
Girl was sucking a dick on our website.
That's
you're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome,
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah. So you guys know.
I thought that was on purpose when it happened.
That was my comic.
When we got that virus, it's because for once it wasn't Travis or me who was updating the comic. It was Nick who watched.
I've updated a lot of other ones before that.
That was before you watched something really dirty then.
No, I really
well,
don't think
you know
it
what,
was
but me. It worked out because you didn't have to do it anymore.
That's true, I did like that.
You planned on purpose.
Yeah, but without Travis doing it, I mean, I would have gotten burnt out way long ago and just said, fuck it. But Travis stepped up.
He became
up and,
our editor, basically.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, and also helped to edit and whatnot when my wife was like, I still have to do this for you. And so it was pretty awesome of him, but I mean, we've all been involved in this, and it's been great. It's made it last a lot longer than it would have, but I'm glad we get to end at 300. on our own terms and not just doing this for like
not having the feds come in tell
before
you.
We got canceled.
Yeah, it's just I don't want to have like 10,000 comics out there and be like 80 years old and just and not have fun with it. I mean, if you're having fun with it, keep doing it. But we also get to end while we're having fun still, so we don't hate each other yet.
It's that's just like Kurt Cobain.
It's just like Kurt Cobain.
Our yeah. teeth are in our brain.
Wow. Wow. That was Nick, and that was awesome.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's what he was. That's what he thinks.
I mean, what do you think he'd think about hearing his songs played in, like, Baskin Robbins? Or, like, a Togo's?
Does that happen?
Yes, it does. Well, okay.
A Baskin Robbins?
I'm actually mixing Nirvana with Poison.
I don't think they would like it.
Okay.
No, yeah.
He'd sulk and whine like a bitch. That's what you do.
And then he'd probably take a shotgun to his face.
Dang it!
Yes!
Yeah, that's what I was going to say too. But
do we want to just jump right into talking about...
Well, Travis's segue leads us back into talking to... yeah.
I mean, think that in the future we might just have an entire segment made up of segues.
Nice. Of our favorite.
So we're all on those little scooters.
We're all riding segways. Yes.
So Nick, you wanted to talk about the next thing.
I did.
That's a segue.
That's a segue. Oh, yeah. So we decided for this podcast, we're just gonna talk about three of our favorite comics that each of us didn't write ourselves. So
and just look back at this experience.
It's look back and like just.
It's like a greatest hits, best of.
This is probably the only podcast that will be. Have the most to do with the actual comic other than that very first one where we talked about the origins.
And then people saying, Aaron, where do you get your inspiration to draw? Yeah, I don't know what my father-in-law was saying.
Aaron, why do you like to...
God damn it.
It is number 114.
All right, cool. Abe.
Awesome.
Ho, ho, ho. I have a tamale now. That was written by... I'm pretty
and
sure
hold it up so
Nick.
Everyone can see.
Hold it up so you can see.
The listeners can see.
It's the one.
Is that what it was named?
Oh, yeah, that's what you named that one.
Those are that was during. No, that year we did like so many Christmas ones. It was pretty.
That
awesome.
Was there was like a Christmas
one
every
who
week.
Don't have a
this was when Trevor
memory.
Was dead.
Yeah, explain the comic, Travis.
Which that exact particular one?
No, different one. Yeah. Yes,
explain
that
the
one.
Word comic
explain that one.
And the different connotations.
Well, get back to him.
I don't even remember what I wrote.
It was that's why, yeah. It was written by Nick.
I mean, you don't have to read every bubble, just tell the gist of it.
Gotta pop that bubble. Or something. Bubble Pop by Juana.
Let's see.
So it's basically just they're asking the origin of Christmas.
It's all about it's pretty much why Mexican families, which I felt awkward saying that because I'm white. That's weird.
No, you're a penny Mexican.
But I'm a penny Mexican. why tamales are a tradition. And so
Nick, I mean, what you basically put that Santana.
Wait, what is it? Where are the
Santa this is the one with Santana, great, Santa Claus, and Fernando Valenzuela.
No, but what are the? I forgot the reasons why.
This is why we don't talk about the comic.
I basically wrote this comic because
this was like this was a while.
Nick created the origins of it. What'd you do?
Because our family is Mexican. Well, pretty much Mexican.
Well, we're Mexican.
Our Mexican side of our family.
That's all Mexican, not the one that's half Mexican.
The Mexican
yeah,
side of our
that's
family.
All Mexican. You know, we always get tamales for Christmas.
Tamales!
And most Mexican families that I know of pretty much always eat tamales, mm-hmm. Abe, right?
Yes.
It's a holiday thing. You make thousands of tamales.
So I was just always thinking, what's the origin? Why do people do that? So I decided to make fun of Mexicans pretty much by saying it had something to do with Carlos Santana Claus
and Fernando Valenzuela.
What's
and
the
Aztecs.
And the Aztecs. So, and I just wanted to mention Fernando Valenzuela because he was an awesome pitcher for
and
the
it
Dodgers.
It ends with that awesome
This is also where the character of Henry, who only showed up in a couple comics because Abe needed a friend because Trevor was dead.
Oh, yeah.
And Henry is based on
Abe's real life Abe.
But he has a response in this comic that is very true to something that happened in real life, in which his response is just fuck.
Abe, what do you got?
Fernando Valenzuela had sex with lots of white women in Los Angeles.
All right.
All right, Yama, what do you got?
So I tried to find a comic written by each of the other writers, and I'm not sure if I did that. But I think that this is not in any particular order, But comic 231, Wild Stallions, about what happens when you look a gift horse in the mouth, which is written by James. I think I'll just read your blog, because that's better than my paraphrasing.
Oh, nice.
This comic is dedicated to the person who drew a horse thinking of Batman and playing his penis like an air guitar on a bus I once rode on in Texas. So apparently you once eavesdropped on a person on a bus in Texas who was drawing a horse with a thought bubble with Batman playing his penis like an air guitar. And then you commented, to think about a horse playing his penis like a guitar is one thing, but why is he thinking about Batman? The world may never know. If you have a good reason as to why, leave a comment. And then the comic illustrates
what you're talking about. And I also said, like, the person who wrote the best comment would be a guest in our next week's comic, and that was James Grant of Valor Edge, at Valor Edge on Twitter, who does the comic Crazy Sunshine. So his character was in the next one with Travis, like, with prostitutes or something. So,
but I thought it was it is even more amazing to me that this comic was based on a true story. Because if I had just seen I think the premise is pretty kind of standard.
Yeah, yeah.
Taking a phrase and saying why it would make no sense in real life.
Yeah.
And James is standing there warning Nick not to look a gift horse in the mouth, and Nick does. And by the way, that is an excellent penis guitar. With only the tip blurred out.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, because, you know, a shaft... Can you see a full shaft on TV? Just not the head?
I don't think you can see any of it.
Usually the movie shaft is edited for
I would like sensors just to blur the balls out of the head.
You couldn't tell that it's a wiener if I...
What?
Also, the horse that is inside the mouth of this horse that's playing its penis guitar and thinking of Batman... is wearing a little happy birthday hat.
See, that was just added to make it a little crazier, because when I was on the bus, I was sitting with my wife.
I drew that.
You did. I had you draw that.
But you
later,
didn't draw that one.
But you didn't
draw
that.
I know.
Yeah. No, but I was sitting on a bus, because we were going to go down a river on inner tubes, because we were in Texas. It made sense at the time.
Yeah. Everything you just said makes perfect sense.
And I looked up at the bus and went, that's one of the greatest things I've ever seen. And then my wife started laughing, and I said... Wow. And then I did not know one day I'm going to have a webcomic and I'm going to write this. So, yeah, that was pretty much it. So, thank you.
If my penis was that big, I'd play like an air guitar too.
Or like a real guitar. That should go on your tombstone. And then have the picture of that.
Your blood pressure would probably be so messed up, though.
Just yours.
Just mine?
Yeah, you got problems.
Why?
Imagine getting your blood flowing down there. If it's that big.
Get my puto going.
You would, like, pass out.
Okay.
All the time.
I also want to say about this comic that I think that, I don't know exactly, but it was around then that James as a writer really came into his own. Not to say that you didn't write great comics before that, but I think at that point is when you would do comics where I didn't know where the fuck you were coming from anymore.
At that point, I just started going crazy and not caring about, like, oh, here's the basic setup, here's this, and here's that. It was just, I wanted to do weird shit. So, Nick?
I think mine's number 20. It's number 20. It's, it was not quite metal.
Volume 1.
Volume 1. It's what metalheads do that pretty much, that they should be embarrassed of, but they're still trying to come off like they're scary and too cool. And Jim wrote that one.
Yeah, I mean, that's based on just true stories of being a long-haired metalhead with my roommate. Joseph Van Fossen of Joseph Van Fossen Realty fame. And I mean, it was just things like you, I mean, you're a long-haired metalhead and you're trying to be tough all the time, but yet you still clean the kitty litter out of your box. You still go buy your makeup at a Toys R Us, which me and Joey did at times.
And did put your hair up in a towel.
To wear black metal makeup. And yeah, me and Joey put our hair up in towels. I mean, the comic shows us in full black metal makeup and stuff, and that's not true. But my favorite part, the whole reason I wrote it was because there was a guy staying at the apartment that me and Joey were both roommates in. And
me?
No, not you. This guy, Neil, from the band Krieg. And
The War Machine.
Nicknamed the War Machine. He sat on Joey's couch, and was it you or was it Al who says he sat there forlorn?
That was me.
Yeah, it was Yama.
I want to say that in the late 90s, when I joined AOL and was pretending to be a girl having cyber sex with married retired Air Force colonels in North Dakota. I befriended, and I use the word befriended very generously, this metalhead from New Jersey who knew my friend Joe, who was the biggest dick in the world, like the most aggressive, combative.
He's a big dick.
He's a big dick.
He had a big dick. Like, within, like, 3 seconds of me being in this metal chat room with him and saying, hey, guys, what's up, he'd called me a faggot, like, 5 times. And,
So he started kids calling people faggots...
On the internet.
On Xbox.
Oh, yes. My God.
So, and I had, for over a decade, the impression of this guy as, like, this raging metal maniac. I thought he was, like, 6'4", and just, like... aggressive and like would punch everything
he looked like a Viking.
So I walk in 12-13 years later, I walk into my friend's place and this chubby shy guy is sitting on a couch like with a staring into his own lap, didn't acknowledge me when I walked in,
wearing boxers
and an oversized t-shirt, and I just walked past him and upstairs and asked my friend, like, who's that depressed guy on your couch? And he goes, that's the War Machine. And it was as though I had seen the mall Santa Claus taking off his clothes and going back to his shitty Dodge Dart.
No, but when did you say the forlorn light? Because that stuck with me forever.
That was later on. I was like, I finally saw the War Machine. He looks really forlorn.
And because you said that stuck with me forever, and I was just like, I need to put this line into a comic. And just because of that one line that you said to me that day, I was like, I need to put something with a guy sitting on his couch in his boxers looking for lore. And so that's why I came up with that.
I didn't know that, actually. Yes.
So, all right. Well, I guess me then. So, looking through the comics, I did kind of the same thing that Yama did. I was picking ones from each of these guys. This one was one he kind of did recently, was Close Encounters of the Spankwire Kind. Which, I'm going to do the same thing and read his blog.
That was one of mine.
No, it wasn't. It's got Yama's face on it.
No, I was going to choose that one.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Jeff, if you're out there, this is for you.
Jeff, you wary.
Jeff, you wary.
Not wary enough.
Oh, fuck.
Or your brother, Josh. Wary. What's his brother's name?
I don't know, but they used to punch each other in the face.
Something with a D.
Dwight Jewary. Well, not Jew. No, I mean...
Josh, I think he was Jewish, though.
Oh, yeah. All right, that's fine, then. So on your... This one was called... What did I say? Yeah, Close Encounters of the Spankwire Kind. When I was in high school, some kids started a rumor that our volleyball coach was former and perhaps current male porn star Randy West. From anecdotal experience, I think every high school in the country has a similar rumor about a faculty member. We did. At Diamond Bar, we had Mr. McCabe, who everyone said, oh, he's a porn star.
And then Mr. Stutt apparently used to wear women's panties.
Well, that's not a porn star.
That wasn't when we went.
When I went, there's
that. That is so great.
Did you guys have a porn star, too?
We went to his... No, there was that teacher who looked like Mr. Burns. They said that there were naked pictures of him he distributed. Someone photocopied, distributed off to the school.
But it sounds like for you guys... You just had a rumor that this person was a porn star, was in porn.
Oh, yeah, not Randy West.
You had a rumor that he was a specific
porn star. No,
that's like true. Ron Jeremy was my bio teacher.
Mr. Jeremy? We thought that Coach Wood, the coach of girls' volleyball team, was Randy West.
Oh, my God. Maybe he was. So this is what Yama says. This guy seriously looked like Randy West, though it was uncanny. As for today's comic, it's based on one of the top 5 best text messages I've ever received from Nick. I'm worried Jaden James and Audrey Bitoni fuck this prisoner on a spaceship, and I'm concerned if he'll make it out okay. Yeah, so, and then at the end, Yama put, Yama, what if it really was Randy West, Rahar? So yeah, that one when he wrote it, I mean, I've loved all of Yama's, really. I mean, his ones. I mean, even the Borgia ones that he's put down many times that it's almost as if he's embarrassed of that one. But I still loved it, so it was great having him on board. I mean, when we started doing guest comic strips, I asked pretty much only my friends who I respected and
their sense of humor and who step it up, I guess. So, but Yama was one of the first people I asked to do a guest strip for because I knew he could handle it. So,
did I send you that text?
No, you said
yeah. I think you sent it to all of us.
You sent that me that text too, and I was like, what?
Oh,
well, I knew what it was.
Okay. Because I'm pretty sure that I was like, Travis and Yama will understand this.
I need to step up my porn watching, apparently, if I'm going to get your guys' references.
It's because I gave everyone the gift of a Brazzers
pass. I mean, I don't have to deconstruct a joke, but I thought it was hilarious because so many of those porn scenes where there is a really overblown premise involve a situation where the guy is in harm's way.
He's got to get out somehow.
You got to fuck your way out. I just love Travis's face when he's trying to make quiet.
I want to give an early plug to the company that makes the black bags that they give you at adult porn stores for also getting the contract to supply bags to 7-Eleven.
No, but 7-Eleven has 7-Eleven bags.
Those aren't 7-Eleven.
But you guys walked in there and they'll give them the porn
like
bags.
They only have 7-Eleven bags.
I'm
confused.
No.
I don't know.
Oh boy.
Well,
Eric, what do you got?
The question of why I got to write.
You're just making this awkward. Make it more awkward.
I love it. I thrive on it. Go, Eric. Go.
I guess you.
Louder.
Okay. I guess I would say wow.
Someone like a predator.
Like on the show?
No. Honey, I made a big mistake. Just get the checkbook.
That sounds like a predator. That's a predator.
That's a specific predator who was on there, who was an attorney.
He was a doctor.
Yeah.
I made a big mistake. Just get the checkbook. I did something real stupid.
Yeah, and he was in there. Wasn't that they had like a portable trailer too, and he was in there? Yeah, that was a good one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Man, I missed that. You know what? If you're out there, what was his name?
Chris Hansen.
I thought you were going to tell all the predators.
Hey, predators keep predating.
Yeah.
Okay, Aaron, what do you
got? I want that on a bumper sticker.
Predators keep predating?
Being the artist, I've seen every single one and drawn every single one.
Well, we've all well,
but like I've been in them basically, like because I had to make them come alive.
Blood is in them.
Even the ones that you did that we didn't ask you to do.
If there was a movie based on what you're saying, Sam Elliott would play him. Telling him what he's gone through. I'm just a tired
The
old
ones I always
cowboy.
Liked the most were the ones that had either superheroes in them or they had
penises.
No.
Penis jokes.
Not usually.
That's not cool. You just said.
Because my favorite thing that Aaron would do when Nick would turn in a script with penis in it, he'd go, "Oh, Jimmy wants me to do a penis again." I'm just like, just do it. Blur out the tip and then you're good. Just show the shaft and you're all right.
Because I do have to draw the penis.
So what? I draw penises.
It's weird.
Yeah, but you draw them all over the place.
That's funny.
You're like Jonah Hill.
Yeah, there you go.
But, and also ones with versions.
He stole that from me somehow.
Not me, Jonah Hill.
It was always versions of Travis, Aber, Nick as little kids.
Like, no, that's great.
We had a few of those. I don't like those. But one that really comes to mind is the Shazam one, which Nick wrote. It was about young Travis and young Abe. And Billy Batson, who's Shazam, Captain Marvel, and they're playing a game. And, well, he turns into Shazam and electrocutes them, old cartoon style. So, I mean, I really like that one.
And I wrote that because I thought of Shazam. I thought it'd be funny.
Are you crying? I was holding in
a burp.
I mean, yeah, that one was it was fun to draw because... Also, any time a superhero was included, I just loved doing that. Especially, we did a few Superman ones.
I feel bad explaining my comics because they're always just...
Just say Hallelujah, Hell Back.
Hallelujah, because I just come up with them, and then I throw them out there, and I never have, like, some, like meaning to it. When, like, Jim and Travis and Yama say, oh, I wrote this because of this, mine just... Well, I was just kind of sitting there. I was like, oh, Shazam, Gomer Pyle.
And then you
Shazam kills kids. Boom, there's a comic.
And then
that's
you mentioned something you're watching on TV at the moment.
Yeah, see, it's like...
I'd also like to say, that's usually the second paragraph starts with that.
I'm kind of like, I'm just all over the place when I...
But I think that, you know, some people can't really... I'm someone who overanalyzes my thought process, and Nick is someone who undersells it. But I think that Nick's comics always have... this absurd, but in some way, if you accept the logic of the comic, it makes perfect sense. detour that I could never get to. And that for him, it's like, oh, well, I just sat there and thought about it.
Like you shitting your pants, that one. The Avengers one. That was fun drawing, by the way. You bent over with like a big sack of poop like coming out of your
jeans. Because it looks like something out of a John Kay cartoon.
Yeah, it was like you just bent over like...
That one really does.
Smiling.
Well, you drew him looking like that, so that was pretty much all you.
There's a big sack of turds.
I just said, yeah, draw him like he's shitting his pants. It was smiling, but you did that.
That was fun to draw. I like drawing that one.
The next one I would say, as far as me, another favorite one of mine was one of James's. I can't think of the number, but the comic's called I Am Pagliacci. And it's basically about the Insane Clown Posse's, them being confused by magnets.
Hold on, what's that?
You mean the fan?
No, Travis is pointing to the Wi-Fi password.
Oh, okay.
Everyone's pointing at something.
So anyways.
Travis, go again.
I Am Pagliacci. It's a comic where the
insane... I am Pagliacci!
You know what someone should have said?
Good joke, roll on drum.
Wait. You know what someone should have said when Rorschach said that in Watchmen? Should have looked at Rorschach and been like, Rorschach, that's not very funny. That should have actually happened when Rorschach said that, go on.
But the comic's pretty much making fun of the whole Miracles video by Insane Clown Posse where they say magnets, how the fuck does that work?
They actually say that?
Some along those lines. I can't remember the exact...
How do they work?
And something about no scientist needs to tell me how it works.
That's fantastic.
But they're looking at the Dyson bladeless fan.
Oh, yeah.
They're just trying to figure out how it works. And at each panel, they're more contorted. And then finally, their heads just explode because they don't get it. And I mean,
I don't care how that fucking fan works.
I don't either.
The fans are underneath in the base, and it blows up and around into the.
I don't like that. You just explained that to me.
I wanted to go with Jesus Christ.
I ruined the fact that there's warlocks in there.
You're like the guy
casting spells
from the 90s on those Fox things wearing those masks.
I just want to say I'm reading the password for your thing, and I really thought it just said "Órale." I was like, wait a minute.
You guys happen to find my office, and you need internet access. The password is "Órale."
I don't like how it's spelled.
What?
"Órale."
Yeah, "Órale."
So
it's spelled Orale.
Orale!
So do you or Aaron have thoughts about that comic since you wrote it?
Oh,
no, he don't know how they work.
No, yeah. I mean, it was just around the whole magnet thing, and I'm like, yeah, the ICP is stupid, whatever. But then at the same time, it's like...
You were a juggalo.
What don't I...
I was going to say, was anyone in this room ever a juggalo?
What don't I understand as well, and what would blow their minds? And I was just like, well, that Dyson fucking... Because that Dyson guy... I wanted to write a Dyson comic for a long time, because every time I'd see that shit, I'd just be like, this guy's fucking insane.
He's still doing it.
That guy's still sitting in that office building, holding that weight to make sure it don't fall and explode the building.
He's crazy.
Terminator 2.
Miles Dyson.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I can hold this much longer.
I was confused, and I'm like, wait, is he seriously doing shit like that?
They told that actor, act like you're dying, and he interpreted that as, act like you were just crying for a long time and you're stopping now.
But he's not still holding it because he dropped it. We saw the building explode.
He dead.
He gone.
He dead.
They never cast that actor in a dying scene again.
I'm looking through the old comics.
But he never died.
Joe Morton?
I'm looking through some of the old comics that Travis did right now. And I didn't know what the fuck the Draw Squad was until you mentioned
it. Oh, I did.
I didn't know. Like, when I saw that, I'm like, what the fuck's a Draw Squad? And then people commented people were like saying, oh, I remember the Draw Squad. What the fuck is this?
They were videos that we saw in school.
That was Mrs. Huff's class.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I could draw the shit out of a flag.
The dude really wanted us to draw birthday cakes using four shortened circles. That's how he said it.
You're probably a little tube right here, but a tube right there.
He would hold his thumb on one. His thumb on one side, and you go, while pulling your thumb across.
He had a mustache. You know what, though? Ridiculous mustache.
Mark Kessler.
That was from the 80s, though.
Okay, so...
But that was, anyways, the comic that my choice was the Pagliacci, so we're on to Abe.
Okay, this is number 78, and it's actually written by James. And
Yimmy.
I picked this one because we're actually all still doing this, and I don't think we know how to stop.
It's so true. And
the title is A Bro by Any Other Name.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know what it is, but we all just say that still.
I do it to people that aren't us. I can't control it.
It's funny, but
I really do believe people think we're serious.
You know when we first actually started was because of that, the Tool Academy on VH1.
Yeah.
You and your girl are fake, bro. You and your girl are fake, bro.
That's when we started saying
I didn't start saying that like with you. I started saying that when I was listening to Walking the Room. That's when I started saying
it. We started saying it because I always told everyone, you and your girl are fake bro.
That's the exact, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I mean, but that's, I've wanted to write like a million comics about that. It's just because like you say something as a joke and when does it start just becoming a part of your vernacular and you become that person? Because even in high school, it's like saying things to make fun of like other metal people, like saying Hails, and then you keep saying it. And
oh yeah, you were saying that.
Yeah, and then people start looking at
Grim Hails.
And
remember
then
when the whole country just started saying Hails?
I know, it was crazy. No, but then people
the
start.
The thing is that I just as a 10-second detour, there was a period of time where 20 people I knew thought that Hails would become the next like Peace Out or Dude.
Yeah,
or
and cool. I remember we'd say, "Oh my God, this person said it too." Yeah. Online, and then it's like, well, that doesn't really matter.
Talking about actual Halo
the last
storm.
Person I heard say that was you in 1995.
Yeah. Maybe 96.
Yeah, no, go 96, right?
I don't know. I think we met in 99, and I think you said...
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, moving on.
Well, Hails.
Bro?
All right, bro.
Hails, bro.
It's the amalgam.
Yama?
What?
What do you got?
Sorry, I was just writing a tweet.
No problem.
Grim Hails.
So I couldn't choose one comic that Nick did, and I can't figure out what Abe is motioning about, so I'm going to ignore it. But two comics that Nick did. The first is The Portrait of Ron Jeremy, Obscure Gentleman comic number 36.
I had to draw balls.
And I just have to read the post about this. This week, I think Nick just wanted to write a story about Ron Jeremy's balls. James, Nick needs to write his own blog, Alvarez.
That was pretty awesome.
So I will just read the first line of dialogue in this comic instead of trying to make you envision all of it. The other day, I was watching some adult entertainment, and one of the scenes had Ron Jeremy in it. As I was watching him put his thing down, I noticed something. That dude's balls still look like they did in the 80s. So this is why I think that Nick doesn't give himself enough credit for coming up with a complex premise and punchline, because the idea of combining something as crass as a porn joke with something as relatively highbrow as Oscar Wilde, this was a comic that I was just like, holy shit.
I think that was like our first really perverted one.
It was. And we had trouble even. almost didn't even get out.
Because it was like, yeah, you gotta draw a ball sack. And I was like, really? And they're like, yeah, make it hairy and wrinkly.
You know, when I wrote that, I was just. You know what? I thought Yama will appreciate this comic.
Really?
That, yeah, I did. When I wrote that, I was just thinking Yama is really gonna love
it.
And that's probably one of my favorite comics that I actually wrote. Where I don't think is just your plain old dick joke comic that I did.
You know what? I still like the torn picture of the balls.
Oh, no, I know. It's great.
It's fantastic.
So, and my second Nick comic is Jeepers Creepers, How'd You Get That Vanity Plate? I won't get into, but again, I want to read the blog, this time actually written by Nick. Today's comic is an idea I had about 2 years ago. I enjoy the first Jeepers Creepers movie, but I always found it odd that a demon would be driving around in a beat-down truck with vanity plates. The sequel is a giant pile of poop, which I don't want to talk about ever again. I would also like to mention that I watched the Billy Ocean video Caribbean Queen today. All I want to say is that Billy Ocean is a gangsta. He was probably doing all kinds of whores and snorting the finest blow. Hallelujah, holla back, Nick.
I don't even remember, like, writing that.
Well, because the thing we all hate doing for the comic especially is the blogs.
I know. You know what? I enjoy the blogs.
Well, Travis, your blogs were better. Mine are always just like, fuck, I gotta write a blog.
Unless I can't think of anything fun to work with, but...
Yeah, I mean, that comic was just... Yeah, you watch that movie, it's just... He really had to go to the DMV to get those plates. He had to.
Yeah, I mean, there's some that's weird shit.
Or what are the odds he killed somebody with that?
Well, maybe that was one of the organs he needed was that car with that plate, so he smelled it on them when they drove by.
And the horror section on Reddit really loved the fuck out of it, and also Tumblr. People love the fuck out of that one. So.
I'd just like to say that I still enjoy that movie, though.
The first one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a good movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wouldn't say good, but I enjoy the hell out of it.
I don't know if it's a devil or a demon.
Or what?
Or what?
Not only do I enjoy that movie, but I enjoy James trying to turn Jeeper Creeper into a verb.
The Jeeper Creeper.
Yeah.
You know James saying that, did you see so-and-so try to Jeeper Creeper?
Does that mean take their body part?
I don't know what he meant.
So people in the hospital, she trying to Jeeper Creeper that hard.
Man, you see that bitch try to Jeeper Creeper me?
It's not necessary to be black in order to use Jeeper Creeper as a verb.
No, I was doing Southern.
I think every voice I have is black.
It's not necessary to be sassy or black.
Southern.
Yes.
It's not necessary to be on True Blood to use the
Jeeper Creeper. All right, Nick, what else you got?
Mine's with the Yamas.
Did you say Mines?
Mines. I don't know. It's Yamas that he did not too long ago. It's about that open mic night. About you doing a joke and then Aaron and then and me, how you had each of us doing the joke is pretty exactly how we would do it on stage.
My favorite part about it though was that after Nick wanting to do a comic called Cock Block with a cock blocking a basketball and me saying no so many times,
I actually drew
it
that
finally got into a comic. You know what? When I love the comic when he wrote it and I read the script and everything, but it's like I didn't see that part for some reason. And then when I saw the comic come out, I saw it and it made me feel good. Like, yeah, you did it.
It made you feel good even though you didn't want.
It did. To do it did because at that point we already knew it was coming to an end, and it's like, yeah, we did. It's there. So
I might draw my own. It'll be my last comic. Cock Blocker.
No, you did it.
No, all right. No, Yama did it.
Yeah. Felt good. All right. Wait, who said that?
It's your turn. Yama wrote it.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I don't know.
So you're talking about
it. Oh, the comic. You want me to talk about the comic? I think it's just a continuation of what I've been saying this episode, which is that I think that Nick's sense of humor is the kind that is the most accessible and also insane, and I could imagine him killing at a comedy club, whereas I would be sweating and bitter at the audience for not following my line of thinking. And I inserted Aaron in there for really
you said
no
that
reason,
exactly how he would
but,
do it though
but that I needed a second person to bomb at trying to do a joke, and Aaron had bombed at doing a joke pretty prominently, and so it's like I didn't even have to write a line for someone. He'd already written the line for himself.
Man. All right, my next pick of Trevor's was I'm trying to pick between two. One of them was the Nathan Fillion Real Doll, where he's just acting like Nathan Fillion Real Doll's his buddy. But then in the end, he's really...
takes a dark turn. Very dark.
He's going to fuck him. That was actually what our comic that on Reddit was the first one that actually, like, exploded.
Jesus. And wait, that's the 16 Candles one?
No. Oh, no. This one was the first one where it was like, what the... Like, I didn't know what Reddit was, and, like, I used it every once in a while, but when I put it on the Firefly Reddit, it was just like, motherfucker. Like, people love the fuck out on Twitter. People were... It went crazy. So that one hit a new milestone and a new goal to beat. Like, for me, because it was like, fuck, no. Like, I told Nick and Aaron, I'm like, none of my comics have ever fucking done that. And then Travis's actually did, so I was like, fuck. So that made a new milestone where I wanted to beat it out of popularity. But, I mean, that one was one of my favorites. But my other favorite one is because Trevor's known as the pervert. The Welcome to My Nightmare one, where basically Freddy Krueger's in your nightmares and you have a bunch of weird homoerotic stuff on the walls. And
oh, and he gets creeped out?
Yeah, and then he gets creeped out in the end, and it's like a Beetlejuice thing where, like, Travis opens the door. So I really like how Aaron did that. But, yeah, those are my favorite Trevor ones. I mean, he did a lot of other ones. I liked the Crisis on Infinite Reboots one, too. But... yeah, I'd have to say that first Nathan Fillion one or the Welcome to My Nightmare one.
That one, because that one originally came from It was actually I stole the joke from you.
What?
Pretty much. Because you had wrote...
Fuck you, then.
When we the first time we redid the character designs...
You big dick.
You put it on Facebook. You would put...
You said more.
God damn. You put it on Facebook, and you actually, for his bio, you said something about him having a Nathan Fillion real doll.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw that, and I just decided to take that, and I wanted to take it kind of to that creepy Lars in the Real Girl place, but then
that
at
movie
the end,
sucks.
Yeah. Which I've still never seen. I just know he loves the doll. Like, he genuinely loves it.
That movie sucked.
Who's Ryan Gosling?
Yeah. Ryan Gosling's awesome.
You kind can say in all the actors' movies. So Ryan Gosling.
All of them? Suck. Crazy Stupid Love's fantastic.
That was a pretty good one.
But yeah, basically, I just wanted to take it to that weird place where it's like the doll's his companion, but then at the end, I just wanted that also really creepy shot of Abe kind of looking in the door.
I love that.
And the fear, the horror on his face while Trevor's in bed with Nathan Fillion saying, "Now I aim to misbehave."
This is like when I watch interviews for movies when they're explaining stuff. I'm like, he could have just said he just wanted to see him fucking a doll.
But see,
that's how deep you're going into it. It's like, you know, in this scene, I just wanted to see the passion in his eyes. Now, you could just said you just wanted to see him get fucking somebody.
I
want to
see me fucking Nathan Fillion.
No,
Philly.
I really just
so
wanted
you
to work
like,
in Firefly
like Arnold
Post.
Schwarzenegger's commentary.
That is fantastic. I've watched that twice.
This scene was great. We follow it. It's great. Fantastic.
Because that's how, like, that's probably how it actually is.
Oh, you see him fly through the window. You flip through the window really hard. It's great. Fantastic. Super interesting. And then
no, my phone died. I was saying that. Okay. You made a stink face right now. All right, Abe. Oh wait, what?
Wait, me.
Oh, you? I'm sorry.
Yeah. They're not. I don't know who wrote them, but there's these two that are kind of connected. Crazy George Lucas. We did him in two comics.
Oh, the one I wrote that one, right?
Yeah. Which there was
one?
Two. There was one where he was in the. It's Travis and Abe in line. At a movie theater, like waiting for the 3D release, and
that one was me.
Yeah, I did the one with.
And
that
then it shows him. They're like, "Well, what do you think he does with all that money?" And then it shows him just.
No, that was a joint.
Oh yeah, we all did
that. That was the one me and Nick actually wrote together.
He's in his underwear, holding a lightsaber, just like screaming.
Yeah. Yeah, that was that was like the greatest thing you've ever drawn.
And
drawn.
Because was that the one that you tried making into a shirt?
Yeah, and then they stopped me.
And then the next one, it was like sort of a follow-up, kind of. It was again about the world ending in 2012.
Yeah.
And again, it had, at the end, like...
Him going, yeah!
That one was Nick.
Again, it was the same... It was like the screaming George Lucas.
And then him with Chewbacca.
Yes, and he's dressed like Han Solo.
Yeah.
And he's just screaming. And the planet's flowing.
I really just wanted to do that one because I wanted a Yeehaw Star Wars reference.
I always thought we needed more Crazy George Lucas.
Yeah, well, too late now.
Yeah.
Luthor.
Too late.
Trevor.
Alright, my next one was...
Dean Cain said that. No, he didn't.
Excuse me? My next one is... It's comic number... What's the number on that? Number 140. He called "You Hit the Nail on the Head, Son of Odin." It was written by Yama.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it's just because for
you
me.
You don't believe you wrote it?
No, I believe I wrote it.
No, he doesn't believe that someone loved it.
You know what? I still love it.
Did you love it mostly because he put you as Thor?
No. No. Well, part of me.
Well, yeah.
This is the comic that came out. Before, like a month before the movie,
right after the trailer for Thor came out.
When the trailer for Thor came out, and I thought, this piece of shit is gonna bomb. Which is the opposite of what happened.
You know what, though?
I was the second most wrong about any movie since James Alvarez said, no one's gonna see Titanic.
I was just gonna say that. You know what? That there was in college, there was a girl who said, "Oh yeah, I have to go do this Titanic thing. We all have to work because it's gonna be so busy." I'm like, "Yeah, okay. Titanic's gonna be busy. A boat, and everyone knows what's gonna happen. Yeah, okay." And then it became the biggest thing ever.
I'm just surprised because the premise of the comic is that Thor has to move into a shitty apartment because his movie bombed. Which comic is instantly
Seriously.
I didn't know that. That's why Thor. I just thought it was Travis dressed as Thor.
No, he talks about it.
I thought, like, seriously, I thought...
The first line of the dialogue in the first panel is, sorry, your movie Thor bombed at the box office store.
Yeah, the first line is Thor saying thank you.
Yeah, here's the thing.
Thor gives thanks.
Here's the thing. I thought that you were so obsessed with Thor that people were just calling you Thor. And that you're accepting it. So, you know what? I do like that comic.
So I'm like Vincent D'Onofrio in Adventures of Babysitting?
Yes, now that I get it completely.
You get it now that it was wrong about its premise. Yes. So you like it better.
Yeah.
But he didn't know what the premise was in the
first place. I thought it was just Travis was crazy and he thought he was Thor.
You know what he basically just told you? I see you, Jake Sully.
That, and one of the other reasons I love it is because it's based off of that premise, but the other side joke there is from when we were helping James move into his apartment, and all I was carrying were the giant like Costco paper towels,
and we were giving you shit,
but they were an awkward carry, and that's the final line in the comic.
The truth is that when you're moving, you know that it's often the shape of stuff and not the weight of it. And so we were giving you shit for no reason, or at least I was.
I would have liked to carry all the paper towels and the heavy ass couches.
But they were awkward carries.
No. So a couch doesn't fit perfectly on my shoulders, so it doesn't strain my back.
So, but yeah, that's definitely
Abe.
Another favorite I had was a tradition me and Trevor have, which is going drinking for St. Patrick's Day and Travis passing out early.
And me having to pick you guys.
Both parts of
that are a tradition.
Yes.
That whole thing.
Except for one night. One year was.
It's happened every year that we've done that.
What happened the one year where we were going to go...
What happened?
Somewhere else afterwards to like a...
You jumped out of a moving vehicle.
Yeah, the night I jumped out of a moving vehicle.
Oh, yeah, he didn't... But you were... Yeah, we didn't have to drag him out anywhere.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it's called You Like Apples, and it's just the stereotypical Irish St. Patrick's Day characters. And then the last panel is you as a character from American Me saying, don't look at me, puppet, on Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, because that one's just basically me being fed up
with Mexicans.
How everyone tries to, you know, on St. Patrick's Day, it's like everyone's Irish. So I just basically picked different Irish movie characters. Like one person's imitating Goodwill Hunting, Aaron's imitating Boondock Saints, and Nick's imitating
that Patrick Dempsey character who is trying to marry his friend.
Lover Boy?
Yes.
Leonardo DiCaprio in The Departed.
Everybody's looking for the weekend.
But, and then of course, Abe gets to be equally upset because Cinco de Mayo, and that's and really the whole point was I just wanted Trevor to be dressed like a. Like a cholo saying, don't look at me, puppet.
And you can see the passion in his eyes when he asked him not to look at you, puppet.
So yeah, that's that one.
The movie's awful.
Yeah.
No,
it's
not. I like it.
You've been seeing American Me then.
Yeah,
you say it's good. It's horrible.
I like it.
And with a bunch of shitty acting.
Well, you got Han Solo
and
in it.
I like my
panda. First movie.
I like the panda. Because he has a beard and a little leprechaun hat.
I do love how Aaron does that with your shirts.
Mustache.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've always loved Aaron changing the panda up in every comic. Yama, what else you got?
Abe's nickname is Panda.
So, I think that Travis's magnum opus is The Wall, or Led Zeppelin 4, or his Nirvana Nevermind, or his Metallica and Justice for All, or the Black Album, arguably, or his Slayer, Rain and Blood. But the best comic he ever
would
did.
Would you say it's his Presidents of the United States... I couldn't pull
I was just repeating
their self-titled album?
I could think of until everyone stopped making hand motions.
Okay, nice!
the two-parter and Obscure Christmas Carol.
Oh, God, that one was awesome.
I think that was...
Oh, wait, because of Sean at the end.
Sean's tiny, my brother's Tiny Tim at the end.
I think that if you only read one example and you're looking for the quality of writing, this is just such a writing-driven comic. And I won't read all of it, but I'll read the first two panels. It's, 'twas the night before Christmas, and all we see is a house, for we can't show what is being revealed with the click of a mouse. Here we have Trevor stroking away to images of filth and women who are gay. His values are weak, his intentions impure, but he is in for a Christmas most obscure. And it's just, it's funny, it's also strangely emotional. and almost intimate, I think, in the way that... and I think that actually, if you notice my writing, I think that up until the point when Travis did this comic, I had kind of been doing these comics where it's about someone else being the butt of a joke, and my character is just observing someone else taking something too seriously. And then Travis did this two-part, 12-panel comic that's basically about his core flaws. And that made me motivated to try to be like, okay, if I'm a character in this thing, maybe sometimes it should be about what's wrong with me. And so I tried to do comics about my OCD and neurosis and the things that I go overboard about. But I just think it's just such an amazing long-form story. And I know we've done like a few two-parters, but I think this is the best one.
Yeah, this one was probably our only like actual two-parter. Like all the other ones were... They had links, but this one was a really done well two-part. I mean, I don't know how the other webcomicers do it out there, but, I mean, Travis pulled it off really well, so I loved that one, too.
And
that
was awesome. It ended with, like, one of the greatest images ever.
Sean, his brother.
If you haven't noticed, sometimes there's been a few comics where there's, like, a little guy being carried by a bird. That's supposed to be his older little brother.
And it ends with Travis saying, "Boy, what day is it?" And his brother saying, "Boy, I'm your brother, and it's Christmas morning, sir." And then Travis replying, "Fly to El Pollo Loco and buy me the finest 8-piece they have."
That was awesome.
I'm not kidding, that made me want El Pollo Loco when I first read it.
Yeah, that was definitely... Well, probably my favorite one to write, to be honest, and just getting to... I love seeing Aaron draw himself as the ghost of old timey.
Another one?
Yeah.
That one, I don't know what number it was because I left my paper.
Yeah.
That one where with Travis with Nathan Fillion, it's like 16 candles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Did you write that?
My whole thing was just, I was taking a leak, and I thought about...
And you spit on your penis?
I spit on my dick like usual, while I pee. No, I was taking a leak.
Did you piss on your balls?
No, I did not piss on my balls. I like the callback, so... But no, but honestly, probably 10 comics have come to me while I've been pissing at a urinal.
And when I'm driving.
And this was one of them to where I was just like, I want Travis just to be sitting... at a table with Nathan Fillion and say the lines from 16 Candles. When I wrote that, I was like, I'm never going to do anything better than this. I thought, like, this is the greatest thing I've ever done. And I mean, that was probably one of just my favorite ones to write just because I finally got to shoehorn something that I just wanted to put into the comic. So
When I write comics, sometimes I feel bad because Yamas and Travis's and Jim's have a lot of words and there's more meaning to their jokes. And then mine are just, like, a few phrases... Penis.
I actually have thought that mine have too many words and not enough going on visually wise. It's basically two guys standing still with a paragraph each.
My favorite of yours was the restaurant one where the teeth are being drilled.
Oh, the what would you do?
Yeah.
No. The is it safe?
That one
was really good.
The have you eaten here before?
Yeah. That's funny because I like the premise of that, but I couldn't find a way to end it the way I wanted to.
I thought it ended perfectly.
Well, my favorite Nick one, by far, was the what's his name? Captain Brody?
Oh, Chief Martin Brody.
Yeah, Chief Martin Brody. That one, Jaws. When he just said that to me at first, because that was when we were just the brothers Alvarez doing it, I thought it was brilliant. When Aaron did it, I thought it was brilliant. I mean, it's the greatest thing I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, that our comic's done.
I have the shirt.
I feel, Travis has the shirt. I'm going to get the shirt eventually, but that, to me, was the pinnacle of anything we've ever done. Like, Nick's done the t-shirt ones, and I always tell him, like, no, I don't want to do the t-shirt one. But that comic, by far, is, like, whenever people are asking me, what do? It's the one I show, because it's just brilliant. I mean, the it's just, smile, he says, you smile, you son of a bitch, at the end.
of Jaws, obviously, and so he just made that into the photography thing. I mean, but that, it's, I was just like pissed off because I couldn't have thought of that. I mean, it was just the most perfect thing ever. And Stephen Bills from Cheesebo, he says he actually printed that out and put it up on his wall. Like he loves that. Like when I announced we were quitting, he says, he's like, oh man, he's like, I just want to let you know I have that up on my wall. And I was like, well, I'm like, well, yeah, it's fucking amazing. So that one, and Aaron redrew it because, I mean, there was a typo on it.
It was originally Captain, I think.
Yeah, Captain, but we changed it to be more accurate.
And I completely, I just redrew the whole thing.
Redrew it, but that one is by far, of anything, even my own, that one's my favorite. So
It's the perfect obscure reference, but being altered into something else completely different for a joke. And it works. And it works beautifully.
Yeah, that encapsulates the whole spirit of the gentleman, of the obscure gentleman. It's just, it's a reference that we get, that a lot of people should get if they've watched Jaws, and it's just fucking perfect. So
I wrote that because I saw Jaws and I was like, what if you took pictures? See? But like, they say this stuff and then that's what my answer is? Like, that's awful. Well, I was watching Jaws and he said, smiley son of a bitch, what if he had a camera? What if he opened a shop? And then that's my comment.
Right.
So it makes me feel bad.
There's two Superman ones that really like.
On the inside.
It was
one, my man.
It was one where Superman's hair gets messed up.
Oh yeah,
when he's flying.
Awesome.
And then the Superman bulge one where it's like, why are you staring at mine?
The bulge one?
Not the one where Superman's, the weakness is magic.
Wait,
did I do that one too?
Yeah.
Wait, oh, about someone did a card trick?
Yeah, Superman fell.
Oh,
that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
What was that one?
See, the bulge one, the other two were Nick's, but the bulge one, I was watching Superman, and he's flying
down.
Wait,
Brandon Ralph?
No, the original.
Christopher Reeve?
It's the extended cut of the first one.
Christopher Reeve, and he's flying down, and the cop actually stares at his dick. And I'm like, and I tell Kirsten, she was doing something else in the other room, I'm like, babe, he's staring at Superman's dick. He's really looking at it.
And now, whenever I watch that, I can't not see that.
It's funny. I recently rewatched the extended cut, and I must not have been paying attention at that scene, because I didn't even...
You were staring at Superman's big dick.
In the big dick in the comic, yeah, I was the cop.
Your big
dick. Of course, if anyone's going to stare at someone's cock, it's going to be Trevor.
But really, when we wrote Superman comics, it's mostly just because of Aaron. We wanted to make fun of Superman, too.
Like, the one with the hair, like, the hair thing
that
was...
That one was just fun.
It was just because...
You wanted to write a Nightwing one, but you couldn't figure it out, so you just did it with Superman.
About his hair?
Yeah.
Because you said Nightwing has, like, sexy hair.
Oh, how come he always has sexy hair? But it's true. You're flying like 100 miles per hour. Your hair's going to be fucked
and
up.
And so then we had it where his hair's just all
See,
messy.
That's why I wrote that.
But like, I just, anytime we did Superman ones, I liked them, even if they were making fun
that
of
That magic one, I really enjoyed because I just did it because of Aaron.
Yeah.
Because Superman can't handle magic. So
it's like,
it's
your car.
He passed out.
But it's like the Green Lantern Gloves one. It's like, I just want to make fun of something that Aaron liked and have him draw it. Just like the Doctor Who. Just like the Doctor Who stuff in the beginning where when I didn't watch it, it's like, oh, I want to make fun of Doctor Who.
Orders the well,
which doctor?
That's
another show.
The
which doctor?
Yeah.
the Aquaman ones though. I liked all our Aquaman ones. The first Aquaman one we had was the one with the horror movie monsters.
No,
wasn't it?
Nope.
This podcast is like 3 hours long.
Remember with the Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Well, it's a farewell podcast.
It's a month's worth of podcast.
Yeah.
With the Creature from the Black Lagoon?
We could actually just cut this into two parts.
Yeah.
Enjoy it, Lynn, because it's going to be the last one for a while.
One part, including this discussion of cutting it into two
parts.
Yeah, wasn't that the first one? With the Creature from the Black Lagoon where he gets thrown out?
No.
Was the first
Why has it always got to be the Black Lagoon, though?
Why has the lagoon got to be black?
Because the Blue Lagoon has underage girls.
Oh, shit.
And we can't show that.
It's just one underage girl.
Brooke Shields?
Yeah.
Brooke Shields was like 14.
And Mila Jovovich in the sequel.
No, the first one
wasn't a sequel.
Return to the Blue Lagoon.
It was?
There was one
the
called Return
to
the Blue Lagoon.
Back to the Blue Lagoon?
No, there were different people.
They were different characters.
Going to the same lagoon.
No, we, the audience, were returning to the Blue Lagoon.
It was, I guess that's
I didn't think of that until he just said that, so you're right, Eric.
I think it's different people, same situation. And
Castaway
is the third movie.
It's not a lagoon,
it's
an island.
Lagoon.
Yep.
Because they're castaway to the Blue Lagoon.
Wait, so what's the first Aquaman one?
Whatever it was making fun of Aquaman.
Because he's a bitch.
No, I think it was that one.
Yeah, and that's, we didn't like full on make fun of him until the next one.
Because people got mad. Because
the next one was making fun of Aquaman fans because Aquaman fans are assholes.
Yeah.
And like, defend a fucking fictional character that.
And that's when I started.
That's a bitch!
Yeah.
That's when I started to draw him like he had like some sort of disorder. Where I'd put his eyes really far apart and his mouth really low.
Oh, I don't even, I'm gonna.
This is uncomfortable right here.
Well,
he had the downs.
I'd make him look like a pretty girl.
Oh, okay. So,
good job, attaboy.
But yeah, I love doing those Aquaman ones because we could feature Aquaman and other superheroes, and getting to just draw superheroes was just, it was always fun. And, you know, the stories were cool.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's three from all of us.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Aaron's drawing ones, I would say, for me, are. Anything but that Sting one. That one was horrible.
I love my idea. I thought was good.
It was, but it's because at the time you're like, I want to draw more like Ren and Stimpy, and that was the only one. Well, one.
No, that Batman one was.
Oh yeah, that Batman one was like three or four, and I rewrote it and never fucking redid it. But it's just like you went way too cartoony, like crazy. But no, I like the ones where you started drawing more. I mean, some of them you just drew really, really well. I mean, I liked all of them.
Yeah.
I mean,
I really do love the little kid ones, though. When you draw Abe as a little kid, it's amazing.
Well, there's one of you as the little kid where you're talking to that, like, guy about
fingering.
I'm in seventh grade.
I'm in seventh grade. Oh, because he said, you ever finger a girl before, right?
Or there's one where Trevor gets molested by his gun counselor, a camper over.
Who wrote that?
Yama.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that was you.
What?
You had Travis molested by a guidance counselor.
Oh, the Sons of Anarchy one?
Yes.
I don't remember it being a guidance counselor. I thought
it was a camp thing or something.
It was a Boy Scout leader.
Yeah. You had him molested by a Boy Scout leader.
It wasn't so much about the Trevor character.
This is on Mr. Belvedere.
It was about Mr. Belvedere's name on the Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, it was. It was just we used Travis as his vessel for a penis. That belonged to a man.
Yeah, one of my favorite Aaron drawing ones is the who's your favorite doctor one. I don't exactly remember what I call it, but
yeah, just, you know what? I'd have to say that was excellent.
He drew both the 10th and the 11th doctor. They both were fantastic, and then the image at the end of Wolverine just in the doctor's outfit, it still makes me laugh.
That was really awesome.
I like your old-timey Superman with his messed up hair.
That one's fantastic.
My favorite Aaron drawing was when he drew me as fat and balding with gray hair.
In the beginning.
That was good.
That was great. That was awesome.
Who's this old man hanging out with these guys?
But Aaron's weird little touches and all. Actually, the Watchmen one you did where it was just Watchmen in three panels of Rorschach and his beams.
Oh, yeah.
I love that because it basically looked like a comic that Gibbons drew.
I recreated all the, because I actually looked at the scenes and I pretty much recreated the kitchen.
I mean, you used the colors, you used everything. Yeah. I mean, that one was, it's
what was
really
that
showed.
Comic? Did I write that one?
No, I wrote that one.
What was it about?
It was
fine like this.
It was just like fine like this, and then like he's saying, "I re-microwaved those beans 30 minutes ago," and then he goes, "And he's like, no," and then ends.
Oh, okay.
So that one was one of my favorites that you did, just because you redid the art just exactly like it. But I mean, I've loved your different cartoony styles that you've done, and all the different changes, and it's been awesome. But now it's coming to an end.
So what we've learned, Rorschach isn't funny, and he's an asshole, and he don't eat his beans correctly.
No. Can I just do one thing before we go?
No.
Alright, bye.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, alright, bye.
So, I've been struggling for over a year with doing a comic based on two characters doing a Yo Mama battle.
You have been, I know.
I'm promising it on an almost monthly basis. I'm working on that Yo Mama comic. I'm just not going to do it.
Oh.
My last comic, I had another idea that I have almost fully worked out. But so I opened the document that I've had going, and I'm just going to... This is the unfinished Yo Mama comic. And it's just based on Yo Mama jokes I have made in the past. So panel one is a Nick and Trevor, and Nick says, "Yo Mama been down so long in the midnight sea that Ronnie James Dio called the Coast Guard." And then Trevor replies,
Trevor replies, "Yo mama so opposed to me having a good day, she riled up the dog and cooked a breakfast with hog." And then panel two is Nick says, "Yo mama so ugly that when you ask her how long she's planning to stay on Mars, she repeats 2 weeks, and then Arnold Schwarzenegger bursts out of her head." And then Trevor replies, "Yo mama loved Matthew Broderick so much she thought Glory was the prequel to Ferris Bueller's Day Off." Yes. And then I don't have a third panel because I couldn't think of it.
Oh, that was gorgeous.
Those were all pretty.
But it would have been something like that, and then something happened in a third panel.
Oh man.
Travis has a dick out.
Bah. Never. Can we cut this out? I'll put that in.
No, that's good stuff. So each of us, pretty much, we have about 9 comics left. Aaron's already written his last one. Yeah. It's pretty good. I mean, you haven't written many, but regardless, you're one hell of an artist, so it doesn't really matter.
I mean, I've written some horrible ones, I think.
No, you've done some good ones. I mean, you've done ones. I mean, I can't remember off the top of my head. We've done 300 almost. So
in your absence, he did the character revamps based on his art teacher saying that you need a cowboy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one was good.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know what else I've done, though.
You know, I'm proud of everyone we've put out.
And Abe, you've done one, so good job.
But his was... I liked his a lot, the one he did.
Yeah.
The Comic-Con one.
It was good.
Oh, yeah.
That was real life. His was the Comic-Con one.
Yeah, so you guys, if you're listening to this, I don't know if this could come out before or after our end, but Abe has one more, Travis has one more, Yama has one more, Nick has two more, and I have two more.
And if this comes out after the last one, I'd like to say my other favorite one is that very last one. I can't believe you guys did what you did with that one.
Exactly.
Yeah, we were crazy.
You're crazy.
You big dick.
So does anyone want to say any last words about the comic? Aaron?
It's been really fun. I mean, I don't know. Drawn? Drawing all the stuff has been cool. I mean, hanging out with you guys.
It was a good run.
No, I've enjoyed being a part of it. I've enjoyed being able to write something and seeing it out there, and yeah. Yeah.
Do we do plugs?
I don't think so. Man. This is already a long...
The plug is Obscure Gentleman.
We never even took a break. This is like the longest single.
Yeah, I mean, we don't even really need to do plugs because, I mean, this is all for the comic. And
I'd like to plug the obscuregentleman.com.
Which we'll still be able to find our podcasts
there.
And random drawings Nick does of penises. And the actually, I mean, stay there. If you guys want to write blogs and stuff, you guys can always do that, too. I mean,
for randomly. And the guest starts
just for people
right
to
now.
Go to the fucking web. They still go we to
the
website.
We should just write blogs where the blog is explaining how we came up with the idea for the blog.
We should.
I was sitting around thinking about writing a blog, and so I'm writing this blog.
I'm done.
I would also like to say...
Yama?
What?
What do you think about the guiding last words about the comic?
No.
All right.
Nick here. I love fun writing and doing this with everybody. I mean, I'm sure we're going to be doing other stuff anyway, so
skydiving,
going to donkey shows, participating
in
donkey
shows,
and climb mountains,
going to the zoo,
go exploring,
seeing fucking pandas.
No, but it was good working with my brothers and stuff. I'm sure we're still going to do other stuff, and it's just been fun, and I always plug Millionaires.
Yeah!
Yeah, no, well, I mean, this is the end, basically, of...
The first thing that's going to happen when we stop recording is I'm going to play the How is Babby Form video for everyone.
The what?
Never mind.
It's a callback from last week. Or 2 weeks ago.
What?
Don't worry about it.
10 minutes ago.
Yeah, no, it's been fun. It's been great. I guess I'll see you guys still on Twitter, and I'll see you guys... on the Facebook and all the other crap.
But you hate Twitter.
I do hate Twitter. But, I mean, and if I do unfollow you, it's probably by accident, so you could tell me, hey, you accidentally unfollowed me, and I'll go, yeah, I did. But
will you start following them again?
And I'll say, yeah, you did. But no, I thank all the people for supporting us. I mean, I thank all of us for supporting us. I mean, it's been fun, but like I said briefly in that blog post, I did this to keep in touch with my friends while I was in Texas, but now I don't have to, so.
I'm I mean, yeah, it was cool to meet a lot of, like, you guys.
You meet a lot?
No, it was cool to meet a lot of, like, the other fellow.
We only met one.
No, I'm talking about online and stuff. Like, the community, like, a lot of you guys are really cool, and a lot of your art is just really awesome, and some of it I love the shit out of it. And it makes me want to, like, push myself even farther, so. But.
Push your shit in even farther?
Push it in big time, bro.
It was just being a part of this whole community and being a part of the webcomic, like, it taught me a lot about doing this, and going back to the Drunk Duck days, I wouldn't change anything.
Oh yeah, we were on Drunk Duck. But yeah, it's great, and we'll do it again one day.
Or something else.
or something involving pandas or whatever, but I mean, there's always things like IMARG, Twext, Garfield.
Twex will see you at Oktoberfest in Toronto.
We're still plugging stuff?
No, I'm just saying, like, just out there, there's always a million webcomics out there, so, I mean, we're just one of them. So, everyone, and it's, I guess, so this is the end, there's no plugs or anything, so,
yeah.
As always, I'll leave it up to Paul Stanley to put it to you as best as he can.